fresh.
Ladies and gentlemen, so do we speak English good? Fantastic! Today's discussion panel, we have Timmy Little, Lloyd Brandon, Sean the Bro, with your special super duper original host, so he's not so special, Mike Burr!
Welcome everybody to a very, very, very special episode of We Speak English Good. As we head into the fiery unknown of the Las Vegas desert.
She's not even recording, man.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry.
It's recorded. Son of a bitch.
Probably not.
That was an epic intro.
Fiery desert.
Fiery desert. That's fucked up, man.
Sorry. I thought it wasn't recorded.
It was recorded. God, you never have any faith in me.
Sorry.
You don't trust me.
You want to do it again?
Mike's <Mine's> pouting.
No. That's it? Yeah. And we're out of here from the van.
Your listener is very let down right now.
I'm sure, because fucking somebody doesn't trust that I know how to push record.
I said your listener.
Oh. My one listener.
Just probably me.
Your listener is
really today on the van. Today on the Vancast, our guest is going to be us. We're going to play a show tonight at the Bunkhouse Saloon with The Lick. Is it The Lick? The Leak or The Lick?
I think it's The Leak. I heard they're The Leak.
Depends on your ethnicity.
They're two phenomenal bands, and Rhyme and Rhythm, R&R, who is a juggernaut in Las Vegas and in the world. They got good things going on, and we're really happy to be heading out there. It is about 100 degrees outside, and I don't know how far you can see the spread on this, but we are surrounded by desolate desert, and there are complaints of boob sweat, mostly me. Actually, you can kind of see it. Look, there's a little boob sweat right there.
Oh, jeez.
Definitely swamp ass. I got a little bit of like...
guilty.
Like pit sweat right here.
Inner elbow
pit sweat. That's kind of doing me okay, I guess.
Smell it.
You want to smell it? It doesn't smell bad. I put baking soda there, so it kind of dries it out all day. You're
making bread in there?
Yeah, I make bread in here. And anyways, I wanted to open up discussion and ask Sean, because Sean is a survivor. Not a cancer survivor. He almost choked to death on a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
About an hour ago.
So I just wanted to get your take on that, Sean. What exactly happened with that sandwich?
It's a delicious, it's a goddamn delicious sandwich. And I just had to pretty much shove down my throat, you know. Amongst other things that I normally shove down my throat, but that sandwich that sandwich was a bit much to take, so I forgot to chew, basically.
It's a lot to take down.
Yeah.
He's used to it now.
Well, I seen you looking at him, you're like, you want to throw up or something? Look at Sean, bro. He was just like, no. I'm going to power this one through.
Yep.
So delicious. It's not coming, it's not leaving my body.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going to emergency room. If I can charge your ass an arm and leg, I'll fall out. I'm gonna die before that.
He did look pretty upset. I will admit, I was a bit concerned.
Oh, and here we go.
More fucking traffic.
You never know what's going to happen on the road.
Christ.
Back to the sandwich thing.
I thought you fucking choked on a corn nut, which would have been a lot more like realistic.
What part of the sandwich were you choking on?
The first bite.
Was it the first bite? Yeah.
Just the tip. Yeah, it was just the tip.
Yeah, you hadn't even got to the shaft yet with them scrumptious pickles.
Just pickles.
But hey. It was a damn good sandwich, I tell you that much.
It was pretty good.
Everybody in the van could vouch for that.
It's true. I was so surprised because Caleb bought chicken sandwiches, and I didn't really want anything from Popeyes because I'm trying to maintain like some kind of clarity because we're gonna go to Vegas and we're gonna fucking rip it. And I mean like absolutely rip the shit down. That sounds so stupid. We're going to rip it.
We're going to rip the pants off, and then we're going to rip it.
Yeah, we're going to rip the pants off. They're going to say no. The audience is going to say no, but we're going to
think we're tight.
We're going to do it anyway.
They're going to pull us. We're still going to think we're tight.
We are going to ear rape the audience. And they said you can't make rape jokes anymore, especially ones that aren't funny.
And you just did both.
Hey, children, please, keep it down. Anyways, I actually would like to thank a very special guest who hasn't shown his face on the podcast once yet, Mr. Cody Brandon. Canyon. Who do you think has a canyon butt? Like, who's a good example?
It's like it's inverted? Like, no ass?
I don't know. You just made it up.
Canyon butt. No, put me on the spot.
Oh, you know what was funny, Sean? Your girlfriend got eye fucked at the Flying J. Cody made us stop at the Flying J. He would not stop anywhere else.
Greatest convenience store in the world.
Oh, it's true, and they are a sponsor on. It's not because they're
thanks,
just
Flying J.
Free. We do it for free.
Hit the bomb. Turn the bomb on.
Thank you.
Hey, when you're looking for sponsorship, loyalty is everything.
It's true. I mean, we don't go anywhere but Flying J's while traveling. Cody took a shower.
He washed his clothes.
Totally washed my shit.
They have nice facilities there, I must say.
Yeah, I mean, it was a clean shower. He only has mild foot fungus.
So wait, the Wolverine got irate by some dude?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, it went from I fuck to irate.
Was it like a client or
okay,
a
so
there?
This is how it went down. From my perspective. I saw Wolverbrett walking towards the exit.
Wolverbrett's my girlfriend, by the way.
Wolverbrett is his girlfriend. You guys haven't met her because she was on the pilot, which never aired.
Never made it.
But, anyways, that's Sean's girlfriend. You'll meet her soon.
She's actually riding in back of us.
Yeah, she's
in another car with Hefe.
Yes.
So we're caravan.
Which you guys know. You know Jesse. You guys know Hefe. They're following us right now. Raina, my wife, is with the baby and her sister, and they're heading separate on some fucked up route. They went like I-10.
They went to like the East Coast.
Yeah, they went to Tennessee and circled back up to Vegas.
No, you know what they did? They took the 215 instead of the 15.
Yeah.
And instead of just staying on it, where
they're
going to
be
15,
back onto the 15.
They took the 10 over to the 15.
Right.
the dumbest fucking thing you could possibly do.
Google Maps, right? What makes those?
Because the 215 possibly
the stupidest bitch on the fucking planet.
I didn't say all that.
Fucking, what a dumb fucking motherfucker.
Whoa, damn.
See the truck? The truck almost went off to the side.
You guys can't see
you
this.
Can take the camera off.
People drive fucking awesome. That's all
I mean, it's over now.
There he goes again.
That's gonna be horrible.
Don't do it.
Nah.
Well, it's too late now.
You don't want to get your viewers sick.
By turning
Yeah, so what? The irate.
Oh, yeah. So back to the irate. That's like a new device.
Oh, shit. We're good.
Watch out, Snake. Jeez.
Oh, God.
Your brakes aren't that great, Snake.
Jesus Christ. You can't see what just happened, but we are almost fucking in the asshole of the car.
We're trying to get away from this guy.
What is this guy doing?
Like that guy's driving.
Oh, he's just driving like a SWAT?
But it's so windy.
Oh, so just to give you non-visual, even though that fucking truck right there that you can see out of the side here is blowing all over the fucking road because it's windy as shit out here in the desert. So.
And it's hard to drive a semi and shoot up, dude. That shit is easy. You try.
Hey, you're right. I've only shot up in bathroom stalls.
There you go.
Nice job.
You wouldn't know.
Good job.
No. I've shot up in bathroom stalls and back seats of cars, but never moving. So that guy's pretty talented if he's shooting up meth in his fucking and driving. Because I would never. Anyways, back to the IRA.
Is that what you do? You shoot up
I think
up
we're
meth?
Lost with the IRA.
Yeah, that's
You can shoot up.
Let's not get back to the IRA story. That shit is gone.
No, it's not. This is a great story. Your girlfriend got irate. Let's talk more about this.
I don't
Sean's
mind,
getting
but
jealous.
We're going to freaking talk about it. Let's talk about it and not come back to it after like 15
fucking
minutes.
That's
of
what comedy is about, Sean.
But you got to stick to the story.
No, you don't.
Cody's going to teach us all about comedy right now.
I could tell you a lot.
I grew up in Guam.
What did that say?
I grew up in Guam. I grew up in Guam.
I grew up in Guam. Sean grew up in Guam, if you didn't know that already.
Representing.
Anyway.
671. Boom.
What was Sean's new fucking nickname we had? It was so great.
Chamario Lopez?
No, it's way better. It was three words. It was fucking great.
Let's spend about the next 10 minutes thinking of that.
I will while you talk.
No, I don't have any. No. Anyways, so back to the eye rape story. Oh, Cody, you can shoot up meth. You can shoot up meth.
Going through puberty right now.
Puberty sucks. You're the only person I know with gray hair that's going through puberty. You like totally skipped a
I'm
fucking.
I'm like fitting, dude. So, fuck it. You can shoot up meth.
Okay.
But I think mostly people mostly sniff it, and then I think they smoke it. I think that's the primary ways of getting lifted on that. But you can shoot it up, which I guess is the cleanest and coolest way. I've never shot meth. I have smoked it and snorted it. Oh, and ate it. I have eaten it too.
Why?
But because that's how she gave it. She's like, open up your mouth. And I'm like, okay.
Your mom's crazy, dude.
I know. Juanita, dude.
She put it on her nipple. She put it on her nipple. Smokeberg's like 21 at
a time.
Come drink, baby. Come drink from mama.
Oh, that's horrible. Sorry.
For our listeners, I am. I'm doing an impression of my mother.
Mama Grande. Sorry, Mama Grande.
He's like the Family Guy.
Don't fucking do that shit.
Oh, jeez.
Timmy's getting offended for me.
What?
Because you know how ethnics, love their mom to death.
The little fledge.
Oh, dude. So, for our listeners, I was doing an impression of my mom offering a nipple with methamphetamine.
Oh my god.
And then I tried to lick it, but my boobs have shrunk since I've been working out. I can still lick it.
Don't do it.
I can still lick it, but.
Oh, dude, that's
I gotta,
terrible.
Like.
That's terrible.
From people with oh, this oh, is girl, Jesus.
Well, that's gross.
Why would you even attempt such a thing?
Oh my god.
He practices that shit.
I got iced coffee too, but it's not very icy.
That's what gets him off. Gets Raina off, actually.
My homie showed me some fucking hot ass chick that was I don't know how long ago she had her child, but this chick is like banging and she's, still lactating. So he showed me this Snapchat of her just squeezing her tit and shooting milk everywhere. And I'm like,
shoots like a stream?
Yes, it was the most awkward thing I've ever seen because this chick was hot, but it was so fucking weird to look at.
She must have just had a baby because it doesn't,
usually it was this perfect tit. She's all
lactating titties are not sexual.
It's not. It's not. You know what's fucked up? Reyna has made me drink her milk.
Like,
no, she came up, put it on her her finger, and came up behind me like, right in the mouth. I'm like, what the fuck was that? She's like, it was breast milk. I just wanted you to try it. Just try it. Why don't you ever want to try it?
It's like cocaine gummies. She's yeah, like, she's like, here,
put it on her good, and get it all up in there. It'll get you fucking lifted. No, but, so, Wolverine was walking towards this guy. I think he worked there, but because he was wiping the floor up, and he had that creepy, like balding.
What, this
like,
was inside?
Thing. Yeah, this was in the Flying J. Our beloved Flying J. And she walks by him, and he almost like he forced it out. He's like, have a good day. Yeah. And fucking, she's like almost out the door too. And he's staring at her ass as he's going out. And she's like, oh, bye. And you know, Michelle's a very nice lady, so she's gonna respond. And as soon as she walks out the door, he does like the little, and he shakes his head like,
break me off some of that.
Yeah, and then he continues to like wipe gum off the floor. You know, so that was the story of Wolverbrett being eye-banged by the creepy guy.
That was his one joy out of his whole life.
It's true.
What if he's like Sling Blade, though, and he just goes, mm-hmm, after everything he says?
He could, but he did it in that fucked up,
so did Sling Blade.
Yeah, but Sling Blade had a mental disorder,
You know what? It sounds fucked up. I'd rather have my girl irate because I know she looks good than a guy not irating her because I know she looks bad.
What did Sean say? He's like, if she's not getting hit on, she's not, she's not girlfriend material.
I did not say that.
That is very true. And that's
quote for quote.
That is very true.
That's word for word. That's what he said.
That's fucking true. It sucks, but...
Yeah, it sucks to say that, but if your girl's not getting hit on, then...
Yeah, then
she's probably not good looking.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want to make sure your ass... Her ass is hanging out.
No.
Her tits are, put... Oh.
You don't need to be like that.
I tell Rain all the time. It's like...
Keep going, then.
You need to push those boobies up. Let that ass out, girl. Let that ass fucking fly. Let your colors fly, man. No, because it's true, and like dudes hit on Rain all the time, and
we all hit on her, I think, before you got with her.
Yeah, I mean, like one of the first texts that Cody sent me was him talking about banging Raina.
It was a joke.
It was a complete joke, but Cody was just like, I don't remember what it was. When I texted him, and his response was something about, that's what I do to your wife or something.
Was it in a joke?
What? Yeah. He said it. Yeah, he was joking. But, I didn't know him that well. But I kind of seen him interact with everyone else, and I saw a guy that he's, together. The outspoken, loud kind of guy.
Is that who you are?
I just distilled
it
down.
I don't know, sometimes, especially now getting days with the prank shows and the joking, they try to use that end of the sentence to say some fucked up shit or do something fucked up. Like, they'll do, a crazy prank thing, and then there'll be something fucked up, like punch a dude in the throat or something, and be like, no, and then the dude tries to fight back, and he's like, no, it's just a prank.
Yeah.
You can't use that, it's just a prank thing for everything, you know what I mean?
I love
it. Or it's just a joke shit, man. Like, they'll go in the hood, wearing a fucking KKK outfit, and then get all mad when some black dudes try to beat them up, and they try to walk away, like, no, it's just a joke, bro. Why you beating me up? What do you expect?
Even if it's
just a prank, it's just a prank, it does not...
I know, and this is what happens when you prank like that. No, that's the funny part. That's the joke, is them getting beat up.
Yeah. That's like me going up to someone's girl and be like, hey, babe, suck my dick, and the dude tries to fight me. I'm like, come on, bro, it's just a joke.
I was just kidding.
Like, it's fucked up. You're the fucked up one now.
Yeah, your face is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the funniest shit when these, little 20-year-old white boys try to do those prank shows and they end up just getting their ass busted.
Straight in the hood.
Fuck you, white boy.
I seen a dude try to fucking kiss a big black dude. Try to go in for the kiss and the dude just fucking kills him.
Oh, I didn't see that shit.
Yeah, and then he was like, it's just a joke, bro.
It was was a joke, man.
Well, that uppercut wasn't a joke, bitch.
You warned him too. It's like you get closer, I'm fucking.
Yeah. Well, and that's fair though. Like as soon as you if you warn somebody that you're gonna fuck them up and they keep coming, like that,
that shouldn't even
be against the law.
Right.
Like, I mean, because it's against the law to hit someone unless you're like in self-defense. But if this motherfucker is stepping in your like personal space and you're letting them know, and you feel like they could be a potential threat, boom! I think that shit should be like legal. You know,
it's like trespassing.
It is trespassing.
You put up the warning sign by telling them.
5 feet, man. 5 feet is good. Personal space.
5 feet is a little bit.
Much.
Yeah, it's a much for me. I say like about 2 feet.
Arm length.
Yeah, arm length. Arm rank.
Really? Like, no. 5 minute radius around.
A 5 minute radius. You have to be.
That's like it's like one of those. Yeah. It's like remember when being a kid, one of those people used to just swing his arms, and like if you got in the area, you would get it.
As long
like
as
just don't come
helicopter.
Close enough. Yeah, just don't come close enough.
Don't think I won't helicopter your ass if you get up in my shit. But, the pranking thing is a little ridiculous.
A little excessive, but,
You know what's interesting, too, is Gio fucking locked his keys in the fucking car before we even left today.
This is true.
And, that held us up about an hour. We were supposed to leave around 9.
So we're behind schedule.
But at least he was the first one there.
He was the first one there. He was there before even 9, even.
That's true.
He was there at 8:30, so he was the earliest, but because of him, also, we left late, so we can't really, like, put it on the guy,
because
he was there before the entire man.
He got a fresh-ass fade, though, right now.
Yeah, he got a fresh fade, man. He's gonna get lame. Oh. Hey, if he doesn't get a chick, man, I'll open my asshole for him.
That's so bro, man.
Talk about it when we get to San Diego.
We're all gonna make fun of you.
That's all right. For the headfake, man.
Hey, you know what? And if the petite asshole isn't good enough, I'm gonna open up my mouth.
Oh, that was just kidding. Okay. See, I was just kidding.
But you gotta get that look out. You heard that one? He was interviewed. I don't know what the fuck he was saying. He goes, yay. It's like the greatest soundbite.
Who's soundbite?
LeBron. Being interviewed, he goes, yay.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. I keep playing it on every sports show lately.
Because he was. I've never seen it.
It's anti coming back to the game.
So, Greg, you want to switch the.
Well, no, I want to actually bring something up because we are missing someone who is supposed to be here with us. And that is the nephew.
What happened with the nephew?
Okay, their nephew, I mean, he's going to see this, and he already knows what's going on, because I love him, he's my little brother, you know, but, like, fucking sometimes he's a little dickhead. So, the other day, fucking, we're having our rehearsal on Tuesday and getting ready for the show, and in my mind, and we had planned that this was going to be our last rehearsal before the show. Good thing we ended up having another one, but... I asked him that day. I was like, "Hey, do you guys mind watching the baby for like a half hour to an hour? Maybe fucking, you know, just for a little bit, just so Raina can get a rehearsal in." So he's down hanging out with the band, drinking, hanging out. And he tells me earlier, he was like, "Well, I just need to be asleep by 9:30 because I need to wake up early." So I'm like, "Cool." So Raina's inside playing with the baby. They go up. We start. File into the garage, and Marcus, which is nephew and niece, go upstairs. They walk right by Raina and into their room and shut the door. Raina like goes and knocks on the door like 3 minutes later, and fucking no answer. Blatantly ignore her. So she gives it a few minutes. She's like talking like, "Hey guys, what's up with the baby?" She goes and, I don't know, she does something else, change the diaper, comes back and knocks again. And fucking the lights are on, she hears a movie playing. So she comes downstairs and we're like, "Oh, maybe they're banging." So we give her a couple minutes, I text them, no response. she does her whole set. We have to play quietly because of the baby. And goes back up. So it's only like 20 minutes. And she goes up there and they're both fucking talking and giggling like bitches. So, Brandon decides.
This motherfucker's venting right now.
Brandon decides then and there that they and Marcus had been ignoring her for a couple days. Like, she'll say goodbye in the morning, he'll just walk right out the door like he's too fucking cool. Which you're not, Marcus, you're not cool. Like, you know, I mean, you're cool, but like, what the fuck have you accomplished other than live with your uncle in San Diego? Which I told him to his face, everyone, so it's okay for me to tell the world.
What are you telling the world now?
Yeah, tell everybody. Put them on blast. All 25 viewers. And, so Raina decides that they are not allowed to use any of our stuff anymore because they've been taking advantage of the situation for long enough. She's had enough. You know, they are rude. They fucking... They
you
don't
tell them the stuff,
show.
Though.
What do you mean the stuff?
Well, the type of stuff.
So...
I know. Detail the stuff.
Okay, so the stuff is going to be... They can't use our washer and dryer. They can't use our dishes. They can't use our pots and pans. Can't use the fucking... The couch. Our dining room table.
Damn.
Can't use our TV.
Damn.
Can't fucking use anything that's ours. And they have to buy their own dishes, buy their own pots, and fucking live on their own. They've been complaining that their rent's too high.
Boom.
For 3 blocks away from the beach in San Diego. Well, now fucking the rent is too high because all they're renting is a room now. So
how much are they paying?
$9.25 for a room. Boom! So yeah, we told them a while ago, they asked us to lower their rent because all they did was stay in their room. It's like, that's your problem. You fucking guys can use any part of this house, anything in it.
I know, yeah.
You guys don't want to act like you fucking, act like we don't want you around. That's fucking your problem. Not my fucking problem that you don't feel comfortable around other
Shout
people. And it's mostly niece. Mostly. I mean, me and Marcus, I feel like we can get along. We're doing side conversation.
Oh, perfect.
We're right with you. We're right here with you.
We're totally, we're
Anyways,
on cracking.
I'm getting worked up. But,
yeah,
so they
are.
Can't use any of our stuff. Now they are overpaying rent. Because I would never pay $9.25 for just a room and a bathroom and a kitchen. But that's not even that bad, really.
Nah, they could find a fucking their own apartment.
But
for
3 blocks from the beach?
No.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Exactly.
With
so
Wi-Fi?
These kids, they act entitled.
Shit.
Just like most kids these days, they
act
entitled.
Over twice, three times.
I take that back, dude. Tori was renting a studio for, what, $7.95?
Yeah, in OB.
Yeah.
I told them they could move out, but they're fucking moving back to Ohio like bitches. But you know, honestly, it's not a punishment. Because we still were like, you know what? We're not mad anymore. We just want you guys to learn from this. Because they come out, like Katie walked right into a job. She walked right into a fully furnished house with pots, pans, washer, dryer. Like, that doesn't exist when you first moved to San Diego.
Oh, no.
Unless you know somebody, if you're moving here cold, you are fucking struggling until fucking you figure it out.
Our house didn't have a fridge or a stove.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and the funny thing was that Brandon was like, you know, I gave you a job, a place to stay. I was like, you think that's how it is for the rest of your life? And she's like, yes. He's like, so when you go back to Ohio, someone's just going to give you a job until you're old and die. Yes. And you know, that's some childish shit. And everybody was, you know, she was mad.
Well, by that point, you're not communicating. You're just fighting each other.
Right, exactly, exactly. But we had a talk and we did, like, communicate. Katie kind of was acting condescending. Said, well, I get it, but I don't get it. And fucking... And I told him, I was like, you guys don't clean up after yourself, and I have to ask you to do your own dishes. Like, and she kept on bringing up how fucking she cleaned the house once, and she was like sticking to it. She's like, but I've cleaned. And Raina was like, how long have you lived here? A year, and you cleaned once? It's like, fuck. I'm sorry. But these kids, they just moved out of their mom's house. They don't know anything about anything. I get that. But for people who claim that they're adults and they can make their own decisions, they act like fucking children. So grow the fuck up, kids.
Well, it's different, too, because that's your nephew. So you're kind of the teacher, too, at the same time.
Exactly. And that's why I'm going along with this right now.
because I'm like,
might be good for him, man.
Yeah, because
like tough love coming from an uncle is way different than
tough love from some stranger.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was our venting section. I did.
Do you think that's that whole generation though? Who's like that?
I think so. I think so.
But for me, as somebody who just moved to San Diego, I've been there. You know, and like I never had. Dude, I was starving. Like literally. At one point in time, I actually stole camp food from my friend's house when we were partying out there. And I'm not even joking.
Dude,
yeah, I told my mom that, like, you know, we're starving one time.
Did you send some money?
No, I just told my mom that's what happened, like, years ago. And she started crying and stuff.
Aww.
But you know, actually, if you're not put through those hard times, you're not gonna be able to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, you can't survive,
adversity,
man. You won't appreciate shit.
You won't appreciate shit.
Adversity creates fucking character. Yeah. And like, that's the problem. None of these kids have to do any kind of struggle. They've never had to do any kind of fucking. All they're doing is Facebooking and calling them people on Facebook their friends,
right,
when they only ever communicate as fucking Facebook. I mean, I don't think
it's a whole generation, though. I think there's got to be.
There's a few out there, but the majority, I would say the majority of the generation.
I would think that majority. Okay, you got to look at the generation before us. This is our sister and brother's kids. You know what I'm saying? Imagine just what your friends do to their kids. They give them fucking trophies for taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get awarded for everything. Just like right now, it's graduation season.
Yeah, they graduate.
They fucking graduate from first grade. Yeah. Graduate second grade. They call it a middle school promotion to high school.
Yeah, like if you're playing baseball, everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Everybody
gets a generation
trophy for
playing
baseball.
They're awarded for everything.
I think that's just the times, though, because like my dad's generation, he says that we're fucking lazy asses and don't do shit.
Well, we are.
And then his dad's generation was like, you motherfuckers are lazy as fuck, dude.
Yeah, true.
It's gradually getting worse, though.
Yeah, I can see
that. But there, as far as that goes, like, things are going to change, but as far as, like, the moral aspect of it, you know, you're supposed to respect your elders, which our generation did. You're supposed to appreciate the things that are given to you, which I think, for the most part, our generation did. But for this younger generation, it's so wasteful, you know what I mean? And also,
it's kind of a mix, though.
It's a mix, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking...
That's up for debate.
I work for rich people nonstop, and the amount of people that don't even say please and thank you anymore is insane. You think their kids say please and thank you when their parents don't?
That's a different story, though, because you're talking about different
it's
class.
It's all the same.
Yeah,
though.
I don't think it's all at all.
Everything's interrelated.
Right, because people feel like they're so entitled to whatever you're doing for them.
It's all back to this
entitlement. And, like, most of the country is not rich. It's not like we grew up, all of us in this fucking van. I don't know about Timmy. Timmy seems like his family is probably been doing
fucking
okay
silver spoons over here.
Timmy drives a Lexus, so he is better than us.
I got in a car accident for that Lexus.
Where's his body?
Yeah, where's my
body?
For that.
Body's nice, too.
Timmy's entitled, and it's okay.
This is my boy, alright? So,
No.
I grew up poor, though.
But none of us, like, grew up, like, rich as fuck. I mean, none of us are in the 1% here, you know?
No, none of us.
So, for some people to fucking act like that they're owed something, even people who are rich, I mean, those people aren't owed anything. Especially people come from, like, old money.
Oh, yeah, and they
what
act
about,
like...
You didn't work for that shit. Yeah. You just have a last name, and you share a bloodline. Like,
yeah, that's a problem too. If you do come from money, though, you should. I mean, you have the resources to actually
to
help the world be better. You
to
know,
change things, yeah.
To teach your kids the right. But if you don't do that, things are just.
But the thing is that they were brought up in a manner to act that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In their society, they're struggling to be the top dog, which like you know. It's all relative to your surroundings and stuff.
I think the richer
you
get, the more time you spend on maintaining that income.
Or to try and get richer,
so you have
to show
less time
off
with your kids.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's the nature of a corporation, is infinite growth. So, like, fucking, who the fuck's watching their kids but some fucking, you know, fucking South American, you know, fucking immigrant.
Well, they probably don't respect. That's
who
not
they
my
don't
mom.
Respect.
That's not my
dad. And they depend on them to raise their kids. And you know, I'm not trying to talk shit about like fucking people who come here and try to date. I'm talking shit about people who fucking abandon their children in pursuit of maintaining this infinite growth that they have to maintain because they're working for whatever it is that made them rich in the first place.
I think on the surface, though, things might seem like that they're getting worse, but underneath, really, it's getting better because there's more awareness out there.
The internet, man.
Exactly.
Like, back when we were growing up, dude, I didn't know monosodium glutamate, whatever, was would, like, fucking numb your brain and shit like that and causes cancer.
I still don't.
Two bags of fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos, like,
you guys are eating corn nuts right now. I guarantee that is just filled with it.
It is.
But, you know, we're
but I'm part of that generation.
Yeah, we already ate that shit. I'm immune to that shit.
I agree. Like,
here's the world's biggest thermometer.
Is it?
Everybody wave.
Hey, 97 degrees.
That's not very big.
Well, maybe it's just biggest. Maybe it's just this town's biggest thermometer. That's its claim to fame.
Property
right there.
Penis? What?
Puppetry of penis.
What the fuck does that mean?
You've never seen that?
Mike's interested.
Is that like the vagina monologues?
Yeah, it's puppetry of the penis. They actually have strings attached to their dicks and shit.
What?
You need to look that up, Mike. You would love
puppetry of penis?
Of the penis.
Oh, puppetry of the penis.
Yes.
Is this a Vegas act?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So it's like 15 years
amazing.
Old.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. I thought it said pulpitry. Like, they're on their pulpit. Like, they're... What are they... That's why I thought it was like vagina monologues. They're up there. My penis is a god. My penis. It's unstoppable. No, but I think you're right, Timmy. I think you're right to an extent. I think that there is a lot more people who are who are waking up, who are becoming more conscious. And self-conscious and self-aware. But on the other hand, there's a lot of people who fucking don't really subscribe to that, though. You know, they're caught up in this Duck Dynasty Kardashian.
Yeah, they use technology for the other way.
Right, right. I think...
Or memes only.
They
use it for learning. They actually digress.
Yeah, which is true. I mean, because we were, like, just barraged with so many, like, advertisements. And we're, just fucking, like, that clickbait shit.
But I think
like,
the internet, though, has almost normalized the market as far as, like, making people rich. So, like, in some situations where, like, a person could never have been rich or successful, the internet has actually been an avenue for a lot of people to become millionaires. It's like Justin Bieber, for crying out loud, you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for fucking that YouTube video, then... He would not be a pop sensation. Fucking.
He would have been.
But there's so many other.
He's amazing.
There's so many other people even out there who are like actually celebrities that we don't even know about.
There's fucking people that are famous for the Vine and Instagram. It's un-fucking believable.
Some of those.
My brother takes his kids to the YouTube.
Yeah.
To see the YouTube.
Oh, you just
the YouTube stars. Yeah. Mike's
selling out like stadiums.
Mikey takes his kids there, okay?
Yeah. Sure. And they have like freaking legit audience.
It's sold out.
Yeah, it's
lines around the block.
Careers,
it's fucking
normally
nuts.
Have
it's just another media outlet.
Exactly.
It's exactly like it's on the same level, probably even bigger. Than
but
TV.
Back in
well,
the day, though,
I mean, like, look at like these Young Turks. Is that what they're called? TYT. Those guys fucking have like several million fucking views every day, and they have a news cycle just like CNN. But they're hitting. But CNN's only getting like, you know, a few hundred thousand hits. On air, on cable, but then you got like these Young Turks who are getting several million hits. So, what's more effective? You know, like what?
Yeah.
The internet is taking
over. There are pros and cons to that.
Yeah, there is, but you gotta look at like these dying media forms, like fucking the radio, like terrestrial
radio.
Well,
it's a rebellion against
magazines.
The corporations. It's like a rebellion against
corporate.
It is.
Channel.
It is. It is like it's like a human natural like electronic fucking evolution. Because people are sick of having to sit through like 20 commercials of shit they're not interested in,
right.
Or fucking yeah. listening to someone blather on and not just hear music.
I think it's gonna get to that eventually, though.
Yeah.
We're kind of in the Wild West
it's actually,
but it's gonna get regulated.
Exactly.
It will
yeah.
get regulated.
Well,
no, for
all
sure.
these like new bills
yeah.
that are trying they're trying to pass to like
yeah.
make higher speeds like more expensive, so only a certain echelon of people can actually access, you know, certain parts of the internet. That's why they have, what is that called, the dark or the gray internet? Dark internet?
Yeah, the dark internet, yeah.
They, you know, that's a huge thing that's starting to kind of like emerge.
That dude that
Silk
got
Road.
Locked up.
Yeah.
Silk Road.
No, actually, I think, but it's a good way, it's a good thing that like people, like media is on demand these days.
Right.
So it's, there's no corporation to tell you what you're going to listen to for music. There's no corporation telling you what you're going to listen or watch on television. You know, actually, so you could develop a lot of more diverse population as opposed to the mainstream, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I think it shows with the generation, the
For
young
sure.
generation now, because they're all punk rock kids, skater kids, hip hop
well, those
kids,
they used to think
kids,
they were
they
weird
hanging
back
around
in the
with
day.
Each other.
Right. Yeah,
you
back
know?
In the
like,
day.
Like, back in our days, like, I was a hip hop kid.
They're outcast,
all
though.
With.
We were outcasted, though, to be different.
Yeah.
But now, through
now
media,
it's acceptable.
Social media, yeah, you found your
yeah.
your people. You know what I mean?
That's
and
dope.
It's okay to
That's
act
dope.
The way you act, and there are other people out there who have the same values as you and stuff like that. So you're not so uniform, rather. Which I think fucking the government is kind of scared of.
Well, yeah, that's why they're trying to pass these bills.
To regulate shit.
Regulate shit. They can do internet blackouts, like how they did in Egypt back in the Arab Spring, where
yeah,
they fucking
like
shut down
China.
The internet.
Yeah.
They shut it down. Like, the
yeah.
internet now is becoming a
and
utility.
Then, and then Anonymous helped them out and shit.
Yup, they were fucking...
Anonymous was giving them internet, sending
yep.
them food and fucking
no,
care
yeah.
back. That shit's sick, though.
Which
I'll
is
tell
amazing.
You one thing, if you turned off water today, a lot of people wouldn't really notice as if you turned off the internet.
Exactly.
I mean, water is actually more crucial, or more vital.
Well, I would notice if I couldn't get water way before internet. Like, as soon as the water gets turned off and you're not allowed to access it whenever you
yeah.
want, shit's gonna fucking hit the fan.
Yep.
Oh, no, for sure.
I mean, there's no way. If they shut off the internet, people are gonna be upset.
Water and electricity. You shut that off,
they're
you know.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm talking about short-term effects.
Yeah. Remember
long-term
when we had that? The blackouts?
The blackouts.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
blackout 2010.
Dude,
yeah.
I think we had like the most recent like unpredicted or unexpected blackout in like the West Coast. And this shit was crazy. Fuck, I was high on fucking on a brownie, dude. I got fucked.
I was high on a brownie and then the lights went on. Alright, well, we're gonna do a commercial. We only got one commercial today. It's a new sponsor. It's OB Art Collective. OB Art Collective is introducing a Saturday enrichment program for your kids. If you need a couple hours on a Saturday morning and you need to run errands, read your favorite book, or just get some quiet time.
Get banged.
You can get worked out. You
sure.
can drop your kid off at the OB Art Collective. For a Saturday morning enrichment program that includes piano lessons, science. You know, don't let your kid just sit there and watch TV. Get them out and get them active. Get them learning stuff. Get them creative. And that's where OB Art Collective comes in. They're starting with a Saturday morning enrichment program that you can. That's their start off right now. So. Go to randommystique.com and click on the link, and that's randommystique, RENAMYSTIQUE.com, and there'll be a link there, and you can set up an appointment to meet with her, or, you know, set up an appointment just to chat or talk about what the program actually is. All right, let's move on to headlines.
Now the news!
Brought to you by...
Alright,
So today I got a fun one. I thought this was funny as fuck. Talking about social media and the internet, this will actually go perfect. I'm gonna kind of move this way just for a second. Okay. So this one is, terrorist takes a selfie in front of of ISIS headquarters. Air Force bombs it in 22 hours. So
This is off
Yahoo.com, Yahoo Tech.
What is it?
Apparently, looks can kill.
Terrorist took a selfie
in a very real story that we assure you did not originate
22
from.
Hours later, because they gave us the location.
Why don't you go ahead and read the news for us?
I'm reciting the news to Sean, who doesn't listen when you first talk because he's from Guam.
Sean?
I grew up in Guam.
Okay, we're going to start that over. Apparently, looks can kill. In a very real story that we assure you did not originate from The Onion, a terrorist from ISIS recently took a selfie of himself and posted it online. According to the Air Force General, Air Force General Hawk Carlisle?
Carlisle.
Carlisle, my bad.
I'm from Ohio.
I am a product of the Ohio public school system, so.
Yay. Isn't Carlisle Spanish?
No. That's like a. That has to be some kind of European.
Because there's not the little.
Why the fuck is this guy pressing his
brake?
Jesus.
Got a fucking car 90,000 miles away from you.
Anyway, according to the Air Force General Hawk Carlisle, airman from Hilbert Field, Florida, in the 361st Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Group were the first to pick up on the photo. The guys that were working down in Hurlburg, they were combing through social media, and they see some morons standing at this command. And in some social media open forum, bragging about the command and control capabilities. We got, so this guy gets on fucking Facebook or whatever, takes a selfie in front of his ISIS headquarters or wherever he's based out of, and gives an open discussion about how, how they're awesome or whatever. And so the intelligence group puts it all together, and within 22 hours, bombs the fuck out of this place. That's interesting. I mean, because talk about, like, totally getting caught up. So I was going to ask a question. I know it's not as extreme as, like, an ISIS member fucking giving away his position, but have you guys ever got caught up online, or have you guys ever known anybody who got caught up? Like, you know, you call off work, and then, like, you're at fucking some rock concert and, you know, they get fired?
Not me.
No? You guys don't really know anybody?
Oh, anybody? Me personally, I don't put that much shit online.
Yeah, me neither.
Caught up like that, but.
Yeah, I think that shit's ridiculous. I did know this one girl who wasn't a very smart girl. She worked at my last job. She would call off sick all the time. And fucking one day she calls off sick, and then she starts posting fucking pictures of her at the Adams Street Fair on Facebook. But she's friends with our direct supervisor on Facebook. So fucking our supervisor's like fucking like, what the fuck? And like, of course, tells her boss, and girl ends up getting fired. I mean, if you're
that's terrible.
But this girl is an idiot. Like, she.
No, I know, that's terrible on her part.
Yeah, that's sloppy business. You know, like, you don't fucking. You don't post your fucking.
I know.
You don't call off sick and post your shit up online.
When you call out sick, they really can't question you.
Right.
Legally.
That's true.
But then when
but
they
then,
have.
I don't know, if your shit's on. Yeah, if your shit's all over online like that, then.
Right.
That's proof that you were not sick.
Exactly. Because you.
But what if you were at the street fair and you look miserable and you look sick?
And you're just there right? For your kids.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah, what if that was the situation?
Know.
I want to try
if
that.
If that was my employee, though, I would still be upset and still have to, like, discipline. Only because it's like, if you're that sick,
your family should understand
you should
that
not
your
be able
ass
to go out, yeah.
can't fucking make it to the fucking OB Street Fair, you know, or whatever the fuck it is.
But what if, like, you're in a stretcher?
Yeah. Or in a wheelchair.
Okay.
OB Street Fair. Yeah, 2015.
I guess I got so something sick. That's kind of related, but it's so this is like I'm guessing the year 2000. I was staying on my buddy's couch, waiting for my girlfriend and some friends to move out here or whatever. And I'd honestly never used a cell phone yet.
Oh my
like,
God.
Never had one, you know? People had them, but I didn't have one yet, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I'm out in a hot tub with the guy that I'm living with, his roommate. You know, she's a chick and whatever. And I say, hey, can I use your phone? So I can call my girlfriend, and she's like, sure, you know? So she loaned me her phone. And I called my ex-girlfriend at the time, and we fucking got into some serious argument over the phone or whatever. And then I was like, all right, I'm out of here. Or later or whatever. And I put the phone down. I didn't know you had to hit off.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Dude, straight up. So, like, we're talking, and I'm just
venting,
and I'm like, man, this is bullshit. I wish I was just hanging out with you, all this kind of shit.
Hey.
And she totally listened to the whole conversation.
Damn.
But when you seen her next, what was that conversation?
It was not good.
They ended it?
Huh? No.
No?
Of course not.
Then they got married.
Misery. Misery.
Now they're happily married.
Misery loves fucking more company.
That's true right there. Okay, how do we get sucked into these, like, crazy girl relationships?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
The amount of shit that the average person's put up with is unbelievable, like, male or female. And stayed in a relationship is fucking
unbelievable.
Dude,
get away from this guy, bro. Fuck this guy right here.
We gotta go slow, man, where our temperature's going up.
Well, get past this guy, because whenever you pull up on him, he presses his fucking brakes, man.
Driving,
I think he's just fucking killing me.
There's an asshole in front of us who is driving like a dickhole.
I think it's crazy, like, you... You have a buddy that's, you know, kind of a buddy, whatever, and they do something to piss you off once, you're like, I ain't never hanging out with that motherfucker again.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't.
Right.
You know, unless they just, you happen to be in the same room.
Yeah.
But you're sleeping with some chick you put up with the most retarded
amounts
of shit for, like, years.
You know what's funny is that, and that chick penetrates more so than anybody else. You know, when she starts talking shit to you, it's like
hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, you can blow anyone else off.
Yeah,
you're
like, fuck you guys, fuck you guys.
Shit.
The girl, when she says some shit like that, or, you know, and vice versa, dude, that shit, like, it's more, more emotional, I guess. Yes, it hits deep.
I've definitely
cuts
been
deep.
Almost left at Yellowstone National Park by a girl. I've definitely hosed a girl off in my front yard. I've definitely been attacked with weapons by a girl who's been coked up and drunk. Each of these girls I've gone back to and fucking...
Wanted more abuse.
And yeah. I mean, but, like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like it takes a certain kind of crazy to attract that crazy.
That's
and
true.
That kind of incites that crazy. And it's kind of fucking... It's kind of a feels good in a fucked up, like putting your tongue in a cold sore or something.
Yeah.
It
hurts, but you keep fucking pushing.
But you keep doing it, and the sex is great, and, I mean, could you imagine a guy who, like, doesn't get laid who's putting up with that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't think that guy exists. Or maybe he does.
They do.
Oh,
I know quite a few.
He's right here. Cody Brennan.
I don't have a girl, so I'm good.
Ladies.
Single. Hi. You want to put up with my shit? Just get my number after the phone.
I've never ran into a crazy girl before. I got lucky, man. Everyone's had a crazy girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Sean, you had a crazy?
So
they're all fucking crazy, let me tell you.
He's like, "Nice to show."
Oh, God.
Every girl has their own
kind
of crazy. Just depends on how much you're
willing. Well, yeah, they do. I agree with that.
That's true.
I agree that every girl has, like, you know, a breaking point of crazy.
Yeah.
And it comes out in however different ways, but they're better at keeping it concealed.
But, you know, I never got to a point where I would leave her anywhere or she would drop me off anywhere.
Oh, I've had all that.
Oh, actually, then I've had crazy then, because I left a girl at the fucking Del Mar. Was it Circus Olay? She was acting up, man.
She was acting brand new?
Well, because she was having like a bad week, a bad month. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to take you to the Circus Olay because, you know, I want you to have a good time. Because
I'm a nice guy like that. That's Caleb right there, ladies. Oh,
so I took her, nice. And then she was just in her seat all like this. And she was like, you all right? You enjoying the show? She was like, you wanted to come here.
Oh,
I was like, all right,
bitch. Fancy bitch.
And then I asked her like 20 minutes later, I was like, well, if you don't want to be here, we can just go home. She was like, nah, you want to come here. I'll sit through this.
I was like, man.
You keep on acting like this, I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave you. And then,
that's what you told her?
Then I asked her again about 20 minutes later, and I fucking left.
You just got up and walked away?
Yeah, but she drove, so I took a taxi.
Oh!
But she beat me home by the time,
She was waiting?
Yeah, she was packing her shit.
Dude, okay, yeah. So, this is the start. Okay, I totally, the girl I hope.
That's not crazy. Is that crazy?
That's just
fucking bitchy.
That's just regular, right?
That's regular bullshit.
Bitchiness that girls put off. Guys can be too bitchy too. So
that's
ladies,
the craziest I've ever
it's,
went.
It's too much, okay, but it's so not crazy.
Mine was me and the girlfriend I hosed off in the front yard. We were doing coke all night. Drunk, and we were waiting at Chris's deli for them to open so we could go and buy Seagram's fucking vodka. We were just waiting for the vodka. We were like literally waiting outside the door on a Sunday morning. No, it wasn't even a Sunday. It had to be like a fucking midweek day or something. Waiting for vodka. So like that was our vodka. Morning, up all night. We go to get like Arby's or something.
Can you say that?
What?
Vodka.
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 Vodka. So. We're going down West Point Loma, and we start arguing, and fucking, I'm like, you know what, fuck you, bitch, I'm out of here, and I get out at, like, a fucking stoplight, and I walk home. This bitch goes to the fucking place, gets food, gets back to her house by the time I'm walking by her house, and she's on her stoop, like, eating a big fat hamburger, and flicking me off. I was like, fuck you.
Nice.
So I went home.
He's like, fuck yeah, I'm starving right now.
But I was fucking like coked up, like coming down off coke, drunk off my ass. And so I go home, and because I got a bunch of heroin at home, I'm like, fuck you, I'm gonna go get dope. So I go back to my house, and my buddy's waiting for me on the porch. And I know this guy fucking does twink. And like, I was just in a bad place. So I was like, where's the fucking ice, homie? And he's like, okay, let me in. So we go in my bathroom. And I hit this piezo, and I hit it fucking like so hard. And if you ever smoked meth before, it's just like so smoky and thick. And I blew out this huge thing of smoke. And I remember just falling against the door and like sliding down in my bathroom. For some reason, we're smoking meth in my bathroom.
Yeah, how come you went in the bathroom?
Yeah, why
did
we go
there?
Because I must have been drunk. Because
you have to find the dirtiest place to do that. That's part of the rules.
It's not manual.
It is. It's like you must go to like the dingiest back alley.
You're like, no, this ain't dirty enough. You gotta wrap it up.
So I fucking. So after that, I'm fucked up and I'm blacked out.
In a fetal position.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
So fucking.
That guy's holding you?
No. So I'm blacked out at this point, and in my blacked out state, I must have fucking thought, oh shit, I got heroin still. So I go and shoot up, I guess, a heroic dose of heroin. That's what I was told. They didn't say heroic. That's Terrence McKenna. But I took this big ass dose, fucking shot up, and then I fucking fell out. That was like the third time. So like I'm turning blue. They're doing CPR.
Yeah. Who's doing CPR?
That's what falling out. What?
Who's doing CPR?
My friend who was at the house, because this is a span of like a couple hours. And so like I'm
had you guys made out before?
Well, yeah, he actually gave me CPR before too.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, with
CPR with the
tongue. But he was the only one who knew it. And so I guess he was like pounding on my chest. I come to and he's like, you motherfucking idiot! You know, because this is the second time.
time he brought me back. And so he's like, get the fuck up and start walking around. So I get up and start walking around. And I came to at that point, and I was pretty fucked up. So I don't know how we got there, because you were talking about leaving a girl at Cirque du Soleil. Well, I got out of the car, and, she was waiting.
How does it feel to, like, die? Did you die? Like, politically?
I don't know. I mean, there was no, like, you know, monitoring, so there's no official word, but I was turning blue, and I wasn't breathing, and my heart was going...
Did you remember anything from that?
No, man. I was blacked out, and I was shooting up. That was what was so fucked up, is that I would get, like, whiskey drunk and like, black out, and then go fucking shoot up.
So you just, like, had a circus, like, when you were doing drugs and alcohol and shit?
My 20s were fueled by fucking, like, insanity, fucking masturbation, and fucking and drugs and alcohol. And, like, and a little bit of music. Mostly just partying, though. I mean, that was the most pathetic thing about my 20s, is that I partied most of it away. But I had a good time, so I can't complain.
You're still here, though. I mean, not a lot of people make it through that.
It's
and
true.
You're doing all right. It's not like you're a dope head now.
Well,
you know?
I'm not sober.
This motherfucker had matching socks today.
I did.
Coming up, man.
Yeah,
dude.
Got
better than last
socks.
Week, I can tell
Damn.
You that much.
Damn.
All right, this one's from CNN Money.
It's impressive.
Big
money.
I thought this one was funny. The best part of waking up is your olfactory alarm clock. SensorWake is a new alarm clock which wakes you up with familiar scents that are delicious, delightful, and motivating. There's a continental breakfast which smells like an espresso and hot croissant.
Bonsoir.
The candy brush, peach and strawberry seaside, fresh cut grass leaves, chocolate,
no,
and even money. Yes,
shit.
The smell of cold hard cash. Each aroma is contained in a rectangular 100% recyclable pod and lasts 60 uses. When the alarm clock goes off, a hatch in the SensorWake clock opens and gradually diffuses a solvent-free air quality complement fragrance. So, it's a fucking smell. You wake up to smells.
That's tight.
Yeah. That's cool.
You
How
like
does
that,
that wake you up?
You think that's a good idea?
No
man.
Noise whatsoever.
Dude, bacon wakes me up. The smell
oh,
of bacon.
No, they make
that
a bacon alarm
up.
Clock. So get this. So they take a bacon alarm clock. Oh, well, they take an alarm clock, and it's like a wooden box. And at night, before you go to sleep, you put like a couple strips of bacon in there. And it starts cooking
warm
it internally.
Up.
No, it cooks it internally. Internally has a grease trap and everything. And you set it in your room, though.
That's
like right
dope,
next to your head.
So
and so, like, it gradually wakes you up to the sizzle and the smell of bacon.
You get sponsorship from them.
And everything
right?
in your room.
Bacon long guys. Give
right.
us a holler.
Well, that's not these guys. That's a different one, but it reminded me of that.
Right.
So
it cooks the actual bacon.
Right, this dope. Cooks the bait. So,
that's futuristic.
Would you guys buy that? I mean, think that you gotta replace the cartridges.
Fuck.
The alarm you're talking about or the cooking bacon
one? Well, either one.
I'd definitely buy the cooking bacon one.
You would. You buy, like, weird shit all the time. You're single and fucking...
Man,
that would definitely be
alone,
a novelty. I don't know, like, if that's practical.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy the other one. The bacon one, I would definitely buy that cooks the bacon.
Just to try it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would, like, need that in order to wake up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I personally think it's, like,
I don't think that would even wake me
clock.
Up.
Yeah, me neither.
I need one of those cartoon alarm clocks where the fucking boxing glove comes out and shit.
Punches you in the fucking neck.
Yeah, because I don't wake up to alarm clocks, man. I got four on my cell phone.
You
I sleep
four?
Through all of them, yeah. From 6 to 7. I wake up at 10.
Oh, my God. How do you get work done?
I get all my work done.
Baby.
I wake up at 6.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Nah, they don't
know. Yeah, they don't know about your band cast.
No.
So you
the
guys,
one
so Timmy, you would buy one or no?
Probably wouldn't buy one. I think it's cool, though.
Would you use it if you got gifted, though?
Yeah, I probably would.
How many
smell
times,
one?
Honestly?
I'd use it till the first pod runs out.
Yeah, and then you just like, oh, this is worthless.
Then, yeah, maybe I'll make my decision after the 60 days and see if I want to buy another one.
Definitely a gift
one.
Item.
Yeah, that's a good gift. I'd be stoked on that.
Yep.
I mean, it'd be okay, but I would be like...
I'll bet you it's retarded
it
expensive,
money.
Too.
Oh, yeah. They didn't say how much the cartridges are?
Let's see.
You just gotta throw away the whole clock?
No, but I'm saying to gift that to somebody, like, you're gonna spend 60, 70 bucks for a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Well, right? It was created by a college student. Oscar Meyer is the one who launched the bacon alarm clock last year. But Oscar Meyer
wouldn't have it any other way.
Let's see, the SensorWake launched its Kickstarter campaign Wednesday and reached more than 60% of its goal. So it's still in prototype. Pledges started at 66, the same package deal is now being sold for 89.
But are all pieces
the first model, yeah, it doesn't really say it. I'm guessing it's probably gonna be like that $89 or probably in the 60s.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I think. I think it's cool. It's not an alarm, but you know how you can buy a coffee maker and you can set it to start making at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
So when you wake up, the coffee's ready.
Roll
dude,
over.
That's
genius
awesome.
Right there.
I wonder if they have one of those. I'm stealing it, Timmy.
They do.
It's
coffee maker.
It's all of them.
Oh, okay. You can't just sleep in a coffee maker. They need to make like a nice one for the bedroom, though.
Oh, they
have the maybe a single cup one.
Maybe that would be good for hotels.
Yeah.
They could sell
a fancy one because you don't want a fucking whole coffee.
Hotels have that too, Mikey.
Don't fucking condescend me on my own podcast.
They do.
That's a Kroger. Kroger.
The Kroger. The Kroger Baron.
The Kroger.
Alright.
We need to stop for gas, man. I don't know how far we are from Vegas.
We're like 70 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not making it.
When do you want to
Where
stop?
Are you at?
Will we take a break?
Okay.
Yeah.
We could probably get to Prim.
Two lines.
We could probably get the brim.
Yeah.
You will know because you'll see it coming.
You got 30 miles probably to
it's
brim.
It's coming around the mountain.
Is that right?
No, that's not right.
So wait, are we stopping for gas like as soon as possible?
Like 30 miles, Mike.
Yeah,
30
miles?
Yeah, okay. See what you did? Let's do games. Alright, so today, since we're doing something new and we're doing the van cast, we decided to switch up the games too. As you guys know, we've been doing Guess How Much It Costs on Craigslist, which we've been developing as we go, and we think we got it down to an efficient time. Instead of lasting an hour and a half, I think we got it down to an hour, so. I'm just kidding, we're gonna do trivia, and let me get this, because I need my notebook so I can keep score. As usual, well, for this round, I'm not gonna be participating. But as you all know, there are no winners in our games, just the ultimate loser who has to wear the Joe mask. So, ultimate loser,
Joe mask.
So, that's ready and prepared to go.
So what is it, lowest score wears the Joe mask?
Lowest score wears Joe. Where is it?
How many rounds are we going?
We'll do just a... I don't know, we'll do like 10 questions.
You call it out. Just be like, yo.
We'll do it until someone has the least amount, and then we'll give them one more chance. If everybody gets a point or something in the end, I'll wear the Joe mask. So, because I was just telling Caleb, I want to do a save. So for people who've been back on the podcast, they don't have to, you know, burden themselves with wearing the ultimate loser Joe mask.
First person answer gets a point?
No.
Or we all just answer?
Yeah, so if you all get the same answers, then that's
you're just
going
to have to individually ask. Or you do the old, you ask a question and you say your name to answer first.
Like Jeopardy, right? Buzz.
Oh, no.
Like buzz.
Instead of buzzing, you say your name.
Yeah, Tim.
Tim.
Of Guam.
Yeah, so how are we gonna, what's the format here? You asking everyone their own questions?
So it's a multiple choice, and so I'll just get the, I'll give you like A, B, C, D.
Okay.
So the answers are actually on the bottom here, so I don't know, well, I know some of these, so it's not fair. Never mind. Okay. This is off of partycurt.com. It's a useless trivia. So, first question. How do crickets hear?
Tim.
Oh, hold on. A, through their wings. B, through their belly. C, through their knees. D, through their tongue. Caleb, you're closest to me, so you go first.
I'll go the knees.
Knees.
Okay. Knees.
So that is C.
How do crickets hear?
Yes.
Damn,
Tim?
I'm going C also.
Going C? Tim is going C. Cody?
What are my options again?
Wings, belly, knees, tongue.
I'm going to go tongue.
And I'm going with wings.
It's probably wings, but...
Vibration.
And... you get to the things?
Some crickets don't have...
And the answer is... they hear through their knees.
Boom!
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Kevin.
Good job.
No.
Oh, face you dirty bitch.
But how?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, so...
That's not our problem. So, let me see.
You want to keep this podcast going, okay? You could probably make it
you're
to Gene.
You're going to look it up.
You could make it to Gene, because that's Prim right there. Gene's like another 13 miles or something.
Okay,
no, we'll go
Prim. Let's go to Prim.
Okay, so which... I got AAA too, if we run out again. Which American city invented plastic vomit?
Plastic vomit?
Yes. A, Chicago. B, Detroit. C, Columbus. D, Baltimore.
I'll go Columbus. Ohio. O-H-I-O.
Columbus, and that is C. Okay.
I'm going Detroit.
Detroit is B.
Plastic what?
Vomit. Plastic vomit.
Vomit. That is interesting.
Chicago, Detroit, Columbus, Baltimore.
I go Chicago.
Chicago A for Cody.
I'd say Detroit.
And the correct answer is C. I mean, my bad. A, Chicago. Okay, gets the point.
No, I got Columbus. Right,
I said Chicago. Dick
Cody
bag.
Gets the point. So Cody, you get one. So Sean right now.
Contending
no points.
Contending for that Joe.
Well, we can do, I mean, we can do a lot more rounds here, but since this goes pretty fast, but as of right now, Sean, you're gonna have the ultimate loser on your turn. I mean, you'll be the ultimate loser.
All right.
Okay. In Ben-Hur, the classic movie, which modern thing can be seen during the chariot scene? A, a waitress. B, a car. C, a post box. D, a street lamp.
Car.
So you're going car. Hold on. We're gonna go. Car is B. Okay. K is a car. Okay. Timmy?
Car.
B. Timmy, B too.
Street lamp.
Street lamp for Cody.
Street lamp for Sean.
Actually, with the big, you know, the gas gauge is all funny because we're at an angle.
You said street lamp too?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm just going to keep going. The Jeep.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, it's 30 miles, you said, right?
Less than that.
Well, we can make it.
Okay.
It's like 12.
It's the notch right below the half, so.
And the answer is... a car.
Oh.
Is that you, Caleb?
And Timmy.
And Timmy?
Yeah.
Damn! Pacific Islander!
That seems like a really fucking stupid thing to be
seen. I just seen that picture on the internet maybe like a month ago.
I heard about that somewhere along the line.
Oh, you guys heard about it.
I have no knowledge of these freaking questions, dude.
I'm just kidding.
And there's no freaking... You can't... There's no common sense in these
questions. Okay, next question.
You can't use logic. to answer these questions.
Well, yeah, Chicago that was a happen. Good logical answer.
Yeah, it was.
Big city.
And it sucks.
Innovative. Yeah.
Oh. No, I love Chicago.
I was thinking Detroit because there's a lot of manufacturing going on over there.
If anyone's going to make fake bomb, it would be Ohio.
Right,
bomb.
That's what I would have went for.
That's what I would have went for.
That's what I would have went for. Hey, I guessed it, so.
So you can't.
I'm not gonna guess the same thing.
I'm not gonna guess
those,
the same thing as an Asian
people
guess.
In Chicago. Some of them will probably make
the
most. I see better than that, Mike.
Okay. What was. This is retarded. What was Karl Marx's favorite color?
Shit.
A. Brown. B. Blue. C. Red. D. Purple.
What's this Marxism about? I've heard of Marxism.
Communist.
Communist. They like neutral shit. I go brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
I'm going red.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Okay, so
that should
A
be
went
answer.
Brown, which is A.
Should be the fucking right answer.
You went red, Timmy?
Yep.
C. Cody?
What are my options?
Brown, blue, red, purple.
Let's just go with purple. Maybe it was like a closet fag.
Yeah, I'm going purple. That's my...
Purple for both of you?
That's the only thing that stuck, which means that's not going to be the
it
right answer.
It should be red.
Well, you can't change your answer.
I'm not. I'm going purple.
Which, this should actually be obvious to you guys. If you think of, like, Russia or China.
Yeah, that's what I just said. It should be red.
And the answer is red. Timmy takes the point.
I'm not going with some fucking...
You're not going off the wall, yeah. Not the obvious.
Timmy gets up.
I'm in the lead.
Yes, you are, damn it.
I just figure, like, you know... Could be some weird trivia.
See, I feel like everyone's gonna know.
Like
this
Barney movie. Was actually a fucking communist.
Just do it. Tell me what to do.
I wanna extend my leg.
Like Barney was purple, I guess.
What's the best way to stop crying while peeling onions?
Oh. Candle.
Chew gum.
Yeah, we're gonna skip
that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Is it?
How old really? Was the youngest pope? A. 11. B. 17. C. 22. D. 29.
17.
Oh.
You're gonna go 17?
Yeah.
I'm going
22. 17. Nah, I'm going 29.
Okay.
Let me get back to you. So, what'd you say, 17, Caleb? 17,
yes.
Okay, B. And you said 29, Timmy?
Yeah.
That's B. All right, Cody?
11? Well, I'm saying maybe they did it because they really wanted to bang him, so 11.
Cody, going
they made him. They made him pope for a day.
I'll go
and they 27.
There's no 27.
29.
He's made up his own fucking
custom answer.
This is a custom answer.
17 what?
So this is where we're starting.
17, 22, 29, 11.
22, sure.
22, C?
Yeah.
It's probably 22.
And the answer is...
11. Damn.
Oh.
Cody? Gosh,
yeah.
Are you Cody?
Yeah.
Damn.
Cody?
None of these answers are
you even... fucking got nothing.
I know, yeah.
It has now, to be because the kid was dying or something.
We
or,
can
you know
either,
I mean?
We can either do
most
one
popes
more
are
to
like
give Sean a
60s.
Chance.
Yeah.
Or we can...
That's up to you. I don't really care to like...
Wait, because I only got one, right?
More. Yeah, but Sean has none.
Okay.
Yeah, Caleb has two.
Alright, so to make it interesting, this last one's for 2 points.
Okay. Ooh.
Which would tie some of you guys up.
Yeah,
money
yeah.
You need a sound effect for that.
Money
boy.
I grew up in Guam. I grew up in Guam. I grew up in Guam.
Okay, so this is going to be, this might be a tie maker. And this, and Sean's... beautiful face is on the line here. So, we're gonna dive right in. Let me see. Okay. What's a frog's... Wow, we're off-roading. What's a frog's favorite color? Sorry, Tim, it'd be
okay.
On you. A frog's favorite color.
That's not a real question.
Blue, orange, yellow, or brown?
How do they come up with that?
I go yellow.
That's an opinion, actually, too. Yes. And from an animal that you can't even get a real opinion from.
Okay.
How is that possible?
K is going... You said brown?
Yellow.
Yellow. Yeah. C. K is going C. All right. Timmy? Orange, yellow, brown.
I'm going to go orange.
Where does this...
Just because there's no way I can lose this game.
Cody?
This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I know, it's useless.
But there's no way they could prove what a frog's favorite color
is. It doesn't matter.
Okay, what are my color
forget
options?
About logic. Forget
he's
about
like
logic.
Trying to...
Blue, orange, yellow, brown.
This is bullshit!
This is bullshit.
Blue, no, hold my
orange,
money back.
Yellow, brown.
Blue,
orange,
well, it's yellow. Obviously yellow.
Okay.
I mean, every frog I've ever talked to.
And Sean, what's your guess?
Brown. We're gonna make it every man for himself here.
Okay. So, for it all, for showing people the face, to remain out in the light of day, and for Timmy to maintain his awesome lead, the answer is blue.
Oh,
no one got it right.
Oh, damn.
Game.
That was one fucked up frog.
That brings us to.
Alright, let me add it.
The Joe Mask.
That comes to life.
The ultimate loser this round.
Just giving him a plug in, ultimate loser plug
in. Sean Bro Slice. Here you go, Sean.
So that,
go ahead and pass that back.
That question reminds me of something we used to do. We were kids, it's like completely stupid and fucked up, but so we made up this joke and the punchline doesn't make any sense, like it's not real, but you get like four of your friends to laugh and there's always that one person who wants to laugh because they don't want to not get it,
right?
And then as soon as they laugh, everyone just points at him like, you stupid fuck, that's not even fucking so we would say how many pancakes can you fit in a doghouse? And everyone would sit around and think, and then we would say, a wet noodle. And everybody would laugh. Right? And then we'd make someone feel like a complete pile of shit for laughing at the joke.
That's good.
A wet noodle.
Sorry, Sean.
It's good, though.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you for that. Hey, no.
We have to keep it on the remainder of the show.
I don't even know how the fuck we agreed to this, dude. I just don't want this fucking thing on my fucking head.
It sucks.
We're almost done.
Boom. That's why.
We're almost done. We're done with games. Okay. All we got now is... we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump forward and we're going to hit up Las Vegas. We're going to do a performance for you. Hopefully we're able to put in this one. This one, I think we're going to do maybe in a two-part series. It depends on how hungover we are on Sunday. But we're going to do the ride back as well. Just to go over our night and everything, but we are going to try to fit in a performance, so hopefully I'm calling to a performance right now, so let's shoot over to the Bunkhouse Saloon and enjoy this performance by us, the Concrete Project.
And Joe.
Okay, so here's our outro. So we got some dates coming up, the Concrete Project. We're obviously on our way to Las Vegas, June 6th, today, which is today, D-Day. Happy birthday to my boy, James Johnson. You know who I'm talking about. Dedicating my shreds to my buddy. So, June 26th, Santa Ana, California at...
Copper Door.
The Copper Door. July 25th in Ocean Beach, California at...
Gallagher's.
And then we also have a changed schedule, and that was because of a member of the band is going to be playing the Dry Diggins Festival. It will remain anonymous, so we don't...
There's only one douchebag who would fucking trade reggae for our shit, okay?
I didn't trade it, okay?
Skip.
Reggae saved your life. You fag.
I would I would have missed that show to play Winston's because that's my dedication. I would.
But you didn't, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
But instead,
that statement is very. That
statement is
empty.
Fucking.
Well, it's
yeah,
moot.
It's empty. It's
but
empty.
But no, Caleb, wasn't I saying I'm not going to skip all the way until I asked you?
I think
this way, yeah, you
silence.
Did.
It all worked out anyways.
Right,
out
so
anyways.
We changed the date from September 25th at Winston's in Ocean Beach. We are actually going to be playing Winston's OB September 19th. So reset your calendar because I know you had it set already.
I didn't even know we had a September date.
Yeah, we're September 25th, now it's the 19th.
I didn't know that. Not in my phone. I don't think I ever received that information.
Aww.
Which sucks because I was going to be on tour with this group called Josh Skank.
Josh Skanks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Experience.
Roots. Josh Skanks Roots
Josh
Project.
Skank.
Josh.
I refuse.
I refuse.
I refuse.
That was called.
Sorry.
My dreads smell like cinnamon.
My dreads smell like cinnamon? What are these other ones? Fuck! Why did I do that?
Farewell, everyone.
Oh, no, no, we're not done yet. Okay,
this
now I got
over.
Skanks Roots Projects tour dates. This is long, so I'm sorry, but this is also posted on, if you Google Skanks Roots Project, I think their website's not up yet, but here's some of the dates that I'm going
to
be playing. I won't be playing any of these, but June 19th, Friday, Patterson,
that's awesome.
With Inhale Soft. I don't know where at. June 20th, the Monterey Tattoo Festival. June 24th, Winston's, confirmed that's a Wednesday. That's DJ Carlos, what is that?
Carlos Culture.
Carlos Culture.
Which is really an awesome little scene going out there. If you're into reggae, please stop through.
I will be
playing at that show. And then they're going to do a run, which I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to join them on all these. I would love to, because they're going to go back to Salinas, which I had a great time playing last time. Where we were smoking blunts on the stage at the pizza place. It was great. People had dabs. And they were like fucking firing up their torches and shit.
Jesus
actually, our drummer.
Christ.
Our drummer was fucking firing up his dab torches. I fucking love Hell Irie.
I did
fucking
that once.
Awesome.
It was a major mistake.
Yeah. Dabs, if you're not familiar with dabs, kind of fucking take it easy.
If you don't smoke weed very much, don't do that.
Don't. Yeah, if you don't smoke weed very often, only once in a while, do not let them talk you into fucking doing dabs. They talked me into doing dabs one night, and we were at some weird house somewhere in, like, central, Fresno. It was Fresno. And that's fucking Tweaker Central. We're at, like, I'm not going to talk shit because they were a band we played with. They were cool guys. They were going to let us stay, but
that
it
was
weird. They smoked in the house.
Oh,
they lived with their dad. I don't know. Right. Whatever. I'm not talking shit. I love them all. Make it so.
Oh!
But anyways, I smoked dabs and got weird and sat in the corner for like 2 hours and watched fucking TV. Big Lebowski, I think. June 25th, Thursday, Bombay Bar and Grill in Ventura, California. June 26th, Friday, Salinas Casa Sorrento. June 27th is a private party, fuck that. July 24th, Friday, Chula Vista, Over the Border with Robert French and Lil Jon.
That's gonna be
what?
Is that guy?
No, it's not. It's a different guy.
Damn.
July 25th, Padre Chili Cook-Off in San Diego, California. August 8th, Cali AM Jam, Venice Beach, and we're gonna be opening for Ziggy Marley. X-Fest, August 22nd in Modesto on the main stage. And of course, the reason why we changed the 25th, I'll be playing with them at the Kelly Roots Dry Diggins with Tribal Seas, J Boogie, Kali Butt, and Carlos, what's his name?
Don Carlos.
All right, before we get out, let's do the
good night,
closing.
Everybody.
Juan Carlos.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you in part two. Oh, you just showed us up. Oh, no. Wait.
Juan Carlos.
Oh, okay.
This is his brother.
So, we'll see you. Well, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow, but take care of your fellow man. Love one another.
Ash.
Remember, HJs are okay. I'm gonna make eye contact.
Ash.
Yeah.
Legends.